I was thinking of jaundice.
Yellow jaundice?
Yeah. Now, when you have a pain down in your right side, you have to have an operation.
Appendicitis?
Now, when you have trouble with your stomach, you might say, and like if a person vomited, you might say, well, he vomited because he was sick.
Internally?
Well, I was thinking
an upset stomach?
He has stomach trouble, but instead of saying he has an upset stomach or he has stomach trouble, you might say he's sick. Sick to his stomach, or do you ever say that? Sick to his stomach? Sick at his stomach?
Oh, yes. If you've eaten something and it makes you sick at your stomach, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was wondering about. Now, if you know of a couple that's going out a lot together and you think that they have, like the guy has serious intentions about the girl and he wants to marry her, you might say he was
in love with her.
Yeah. Now,
crazy about her? Wild
well,
about her?
Like if he's paying serious attention to her, he is what her? Oh, I was thinking of courting her or something.
Oh, well, courting her or fiance or
yeah, I was
boyfriend, feller. Man, is that?
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking of was courting or something like that. What about sparking? Does that mean the same thing?
Oh, you know, yeah, but you don't hear that.
Oh, you don't know what he says. I've heard my mother say. Yeah. Suppose that this talking about the same couple. He asks her to marry him, and she refuses. What would you say she did to him?
She
And suppose she decided, you know, she went off and took up with somebody else. You might say she
ditched him or run off and left him or
would you ever say threw him
quit him? Quit him or just
well. Suppose that didn't happen, and they went ahead and got
married.
And in a wedding, the person who stands up with the groom is the.
I don't know much about that. I don't know anything about these weddings.
You don't know.
Let's see the groom.
The person who stands up with the groom
is the. Well, let's see now. The bride, is it there too?
Yeah, the bride's usually there at the wedding.
Well, now that's let's say the. I don't know about that.
Well, I was thinking of the best man.
Oh yes. But I don't know about these wedding dates. Yes, I've heard of the best man and the bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Is that the next one? What I was trying to think of there, Fogel.
Now, have you ever heard of a big noisy serenade that they would give people after a wedding in the old
Shivery?
Yeah, you've heard of that?
Oh boy, I tell you what, I'm good at that.
Oh, do they still do that?
Oh, you bet. We got Shivery just right off now.
You do that around here?
I guess, boys, you bet.
Yes,
we're going to shivery them too.
Oh, you really are?
We are, you bet.
What do you do when you do that?
Well, there's no telling what all. We might throw them in the creek, you know, or ride them in a tub, and ride the men on a rail, or it just depends. We have a big time out of it.
Well, now, if you were talking about, like Leslie, for example, and talking about somebody who lived there, you would say he lived
down at Leslie.
Yeah. Now, what about a person who traveled there? You might say he went.
Like